radio for years had been our primary entertainment of media, and mm-hmm. was so precious to us. And it was mainly music, and we just grew up thinking that was it, because Mama really loved music. Both of our parents really yeah. liked music and bought a certain number of records. And Mama liked to sing, and whenever we went on long trips, everybody but Daddy would be singing in the car, us and Mama and our little sister Diane, who died at age 53, but was, you know, was...
sang as soon as she got old enough to sing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we came here, and that was when, I think there was only KOBE down there at the corner of Main and Picacho. And we listened to that, and I remember Saturday mornings, they had a birthday party, and local kids could sign up, or their parents could sign them up, and then the week of your birthday, you could go down there, and you were on the radio, and you sat around a table, and you could take one friend with you, and you got, I think, cake and ice cream, and I don't know, remember what we did, but it was a big deal to be on the radio. And then when we got, I guess you were already in junior high when K-Great came.
KGRT.
KGRT
yeah.
came.
K-Great.
K-Great. And that was a big deal. That was the pop music, the popular music, and the DJs. We knew all the DJs' names, and we fell in love with Steve Krosno.
Oh, Steve Krosno was just an institution here for years before he went down to El Paso.
And then he was an institution down there.
Yeah.
But we loved him. He was so fun on the radio. And that's where we heard Elvis Presley for the first time, was on the radio. But we thought he was just the best. Well, he was. We became the king, so he was the best. Some of my... strongest memories about growing up here were the hospitality, the level of hospitality that we grew up in our household. Mother and Daddy had open house all the time. It must have been hard on Mama because she did all the cooking, but they never turned anyone down or turned anybody away, and people dropped in all the time. They didn't call ahead. They just would drop in, and I can remember Daddy always offered coffee. It didn't matter what the temperature outside was. You could drink, he said, you could drink coffee anytime. It was always coffee time. And people came over for dinner a lot. And Daddy worked at White Sands, and so he met a lot of GIs. And if he ever found a GI that seemed lonely at all, he showed up at our dinner table. And we had lots and lots of GIs at the dinner table. And we had cousins who came and spent months and months here finishing high school and going to beauty school. Diane had a friend who came and lived with them for, I don't know, I guess a year or so, finished high school. And even after we left home, they took in a friend of a friend's. Her parents died, and she wanted to finish high school here. So they took her into the home, gave her a bedroom. Daddy bought her a car and kept it running. Mother cooked for her and did all her laundry, and she finished out high school. And there were just lots of people through the house all the time. I can remember we lived close to the railroad tracks, and men would come to the door and ask for food, and Mama always fixed them food, gave them food. People would come to the door wanting work, and Mom would find some work for them to do. They didn't make much money, but they made a little money. And our friends were always welcome. I mean, I think one of your ex-boyfriends brought his wife over there and got married in our backyard.
And my ex-husband just adopted them. And it was more, you know, it's like, okay, whose parents are these anyway?
Right.